One of the most important local issues on the November ballot this fall is the Unit 5 referendum. McLean County's largest school district is asking voters to raise its education fund tax rate. The goal is to finally deal with a multi-million dollar budget deficit that has already led to some tip-of-the-iceberg cuts. Leading the pro-referendum campaign will be a new group called Yes for Unit 5. You should know that the chair of the group's steering committee is WGLT General Manager R.C. McBride, but you should also know that he is not involved in WGLT's reporting on Unit 5 or the referendum, and he does not review WGLT stories before they are broadcast or published online. The official Yes for Unit 5 spokesperson is Patrick Maneri. In this conversation with WGLT's Ryan Denham, Maneri talks about their plans to sell the idea to the community.
We do have a pretty extensive timeline over the next couple of weeks to be able to help educate and inform the voters of McLean County, specifically inside of the Unit 5 area. Why voting yes for this referendum would be so much more beneficial for the, first of all, the school district, but us as taxpayers as well. So we are getting our teams together to hit the streets and show up at different meetings with parents and different entities within the district's reach as well to get the word out about how great this will be when we pass it for our taxpayers here in the area.
Can you maybe drill down one layer deeper on what educating and informing the voters is going to look like?
What we've learned very quickly is that most definitely all of us think of the word referendum and we think tax increase. This is actually a referendum that over time decreases our taxes. So we're trying. That's the big educational piece of this, is understanding that a yes vote for this actually decreases our taxes in the long term. But even more so than the money, you know, we're focusing on ensuring that class sizes stay appropriate for the teachers educating the youth, that we continue to have improvements of the schools. You know, these are 21st century learners. So we're trying to make sure that school improvement is part of this as well. And we're also very, very focused on ensuring programs aren't being cut. But the biggest and probably highest understanding that we need to get out there is that our taxes go down if we pass a yes vote on this referendum.
How do you do that? Because that is a little confusing, the notion of you are approving a tax rate increase that will lower your taxes over time.
Exactly.
Visual aids, so, I mean, what literally, how do you phrase that?
Yeah, so we're visual aids. So we do have a website up and running that have visual aids and a lot of information on it, and that's yesforunit5.org. And so we do encourage anybody to visit that to learn more information. Specifically on that website, there's a graph that will help understand a little bit more about why the numbers would come down in our assessed tax values for the district. Part of that being that we are voting to increase to $3.60 from that $2.72. But what a lot of voters don't understand right now, or maybe don't understand because they're not as in tune with the operations of the school district, is that the school district is currently operating on cash bonds, working cash bonds. And so these are high interest yielding, essentially loans that the district can take out through a board vote. And that puts the amount we're paying as taxpayers over the $5 mark, because the amount of interest that we're paying back and the amount of money that are tied up in those cash bonds. So that's where getting a yes vote on this allows the district to receive the whole dollar as opposed to a portion of the dollar. And over time, it creates sustainable income based on the tax base here and the EAV in the area, so that we can bring our total taxes down. The taxes that we pay as homeowners will come down significantly over the next couple of years if we can pass this and we can pay off those cash bonds that the district has.
Are you anticipating any skepticism about that concept? Because on the surface, it sounds a little too good to be true, the idea that this is a problem that can be solved by lowering taxes.
I do expect it. I had it too. So I was fortunate enough to sit on the community meetings that happened throughout the summer. And we talked a lot. And this was a very diverse group of community members from very, very different walks of life, some with students in the district, some without. As a regular taxpayer, and I've worked in a couple different states, and there's been referendum votes on ballots in my past. And I think it's just a lot of research and understanding. This is the first time, and when this is probably the fifth or sixth referendum vote that I've had in my adult career, where I've kind of raised an eyebrow and said, well, that's very out of the normal, very atypical for a referendum vote for a school district.
So over the past week or so, WGLT has been doing some interviews with different, you know, voters and parents in the district about the referendum, just how they're feeling about it. And something I heard from people as I was doing interviews for that story was they feel that the school board has a bad track record on budget management, that this is the same board that got us into the pickle we're in now. So why would this be a group of people I should trust to potentially give more money to at some point down the road? So what would be your response to something like that?
Well, first and foremost, my response would be that it can't be the same school board that got us into this space, because members of school boards change over regularly. And so if you reach out to the district leadership, you will learn that this problem started over a decade ago. And I can guarantee you that the school board that is currently working through and approving the current status of cash bonds to operate the district was not the school board that was dealing with this over a decade ago, coming out of the housing crisis.
So early voting for the November 8th election starts on Thursday. Why did it take so long for a pro-referendum group to go public like it did today?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we've kind of been fielding that question from a couple of people. And so I will say that there's some intentionality of going live with the press release that came out today. This was coming out of the summer learning process that the district had with the consultant company that they were using. We feel like we're moving at an appropriate speed. We feel like we have a great opportunity now to harness the knowledge and get information out. With early voting starting in just a couple of days, we hope that people that see the question on the ballot stop for a second and try to go learn before they just choose that yes or no box on their early voting form. And we're willing to have those discussions with anybody who's in an early voting space so that they can learn as well. And of course, they can always reach out to the school district as well if they have any questions that they need guidance on as far as the financial piece goes.
So when you say there was an intentionality behind that, can you expand on that? In what way was it intentional?
Yeah, it was intentional first and foremost that we could hit the ground organized. We didn't want to start out and seem disheveled in our approach. And so behind the scenes, the committee's just been trying to make sure that we've got everything up and running.
Well, now that the Yes for Unit 5 group has and the steering committee has sort of stepped forward here, are you expecting a very formal opposition to this? More grassroots level? What are you anticipating?
I have had numerous conversations with people that I consider extremely close friends and extremely knowledgeable of what's going on inside of Unit 5 with their finances. And they have had some questions. And the more they learn and the more that they educate themselves and as they have conversations and they're just in a learning mindset, a lot of them have said, oh, this makes perfect sense. I can get behind this as well. So that's our goal, that people just understand and they ask questions. Obviously, inside of any campaign, you don't really want a stringent opposition. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen. But if that does, I hope that anybody that comes out as opposition to this is willing to have those conversations with us as part of the committee and learn, and we can hear them out and they can hear us out, and we can make a decision that we feel is in the best interest of our youth in the community.
That's Yes for Unit 5 spokesperson and treasurer Patrick Maneri, a former assistant school principal who's now COO at the Bloomington Normal YMCA. He spoke with WGLT's Ryan Denham. Unit 5 is hosting three public information sessions between now and Election Day. The first one is Wednesday night at 6 at Normal West High School.